Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show's host, Anna Renaud, and if you happen to visit Blog Talk Radio and you look at today's write-up, it's going to talk about some different kinds of things than what I normally do in terms of interviewing someone with a really interesting small business, habit, hobby, different kinds of things that are just usually of mass interest to people. But today we're going to be talking about me a little bit and Anna's Journey, the radio show. Now, I will have a show tomorrow. It's number 5 for Laura Johnson, Hummingbird Wealth Management. And the other 4 shows, including tomorrow's 5th show, will all be recorded and people can go on to blogtalkradio.com/Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen, Renaud, and find all of her shows, which were every other Friday for the last couple of weeks. Before I jump into the show, I remind people that the shows are recorded and the replay is available 24/7. I also announce our airtime sponsor, and for this month that has been Ginny Robertson, G-I-N-N-Y, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N. Ginny has a face-to-face networking organization here in Maryland. It's been going for about 16, 17 years at least. Started with one meeting a month. We now have about 8 face-to-face meetings a month, 3 online face meetings, and 1 global world online meeting for anybody, whether they're a member or not. She also has Facebook pages, special events. She's a great speaker. She holds workshops. She also publishes On Purpose Woman magazine. Go to JinnyRobertson.com and find out all the awesome things that Ginny is doing with women locally, around the country, and around the world. And as I said, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll be talking with Laura Johnson for show number 5 about Hummingbird Wealth Management. And we're going to be talking about money in our pocket, different kinds of things that we've covered over the past couple of weeks, how to plan for retirement, how to plan for college, what happens sometimes when there's a divorce, certain kinds of wealth management, money management kind of things, building long-term relationships and pursuing your long-term dreams with the money that you're earning. How much do you save? How much do you spend? What do you spend it on? Is it going in the right place? So check out Hummingbird Wealth Management and the 5 shows that she will have done here on Anna's Journey. But as I said, I wanted to talk a little bit about me tonight. For those who normally listen to the show, whether it's entrepreneurship, business, taxes, wealth, money, another author, lots of different kinds of small businesses, large businesses, and even health. Certainly have heard me say, I have metastatic breast cancer. Some people don't understand what that is. Yes, first of all, it means that at some point in time in my life, I had breast cancer. In my case, it was 2009 and 2010. I battled that disease, that particular cancer, for almost 2 years, from early 2009, actually in 2008, I was losing weight and knew that something was not right and that I suspected the cancer was back for the 8th time at that point in 2009. I had my last treatment December 2010. I was declared cancer-free. As I mentioned to somebody just today, 2011, 12, 13, 14, I was cancer-free. But even December of 2014, I was losing weight again, I wasn't feeling well, and I suspected that the cancer was back. I just didn't know where. When I finally got to the doctor, got all the tests done, March 2015, I was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, which meant that the cancer that I actually have are the type of cancer cells that are found in breast cancer in the breast. but they have spread through the lymph system, through the lymph nodes, to the bone, to other parts of the body. And at least at this point in time, there is no known cure. There is treatment. There are ways of slowing the growth of the cancer. There's ways of putting it what some people call remission or stable. There are all different types of ins and outs and ups and downs and backs and forth about metastatic breast cancer. How severe is it? How far it spread? How many lesions do you have on the bone? What size are they? What chemo pills or infusions will work? Are you progesterone positive? Are you estrogen positive? Are you HER2 positive or negative or both? Are you triple negative? There are so many different classifications, and that usually is what determines which treatment you're available for. Which one will the cancer in your body be killed by these different treatments? Do you or don't you want or need radiation? Will it make a difference? There are so many unanswered questions quite often when you get that diagnosis. In my case, I certainly asked for a biopsy. I wanted to make sure exactly what we were treating. Was it the exact same thing that I had in 09, 2010? Or, which had happened to me in the past, had it mutated to a different type of cancer? I've certainly had different types of cancer, uterine, colon, ovarian, squamous cell and melanoma skin cancers, and then the breast cancer. So was it one of those that had returned, or was it something new? And then we needed the biopsy to determine whether or not I was still triple positive, which in my case I wasn't. I was ER positive and HER2 negative, a weird combination. But these are things that people don't understand about cancer. It's not just one disease. It is many different types of diseases. There are different stages. They call them stage 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Metastatic disease is stage 4. It's usually the most advanced, the most aggressive, and the most deadly. So when somebody says, "Do you have cancer?" and I say yes, it doesn't really give the full picture of what I do have and what I'm dealing with, or any other person with a metastatic disease. It has spread. It will be with us until we die, unless medicine comes up with a cure, which is always possible, or a new drug that kills it, and therefore you survive and recover and move on. Or maybe, if you're really, really lucky, the Lord will give you a miracle and the cancer will be gone. So there are so many options out there. But at least at this point in time, and certainly over the past couple of years, 15, 16, now 17, it has been a struggle to find the right medicine, to have the right treatments, to get radiation when I needed it, and to just keep moving forward, hopefully with a positive attitude, hopefully with a smile on my face, certainly with something that will help other people be uplifted, inspired, motivated, to keep and never, ever quit. With the medical care we have in the United States, and actually some countries have some really great treatment too, the UK certainly has some great treatment, we need to keep pushing for answers, for better treatments with less side effects, and we keep plugging along. Now, one of the reasons I decided to do today's show, and I will do tomorrow's show with Laura Johnson, is I will be on and off the air throughout the month of October. We tease a lot. I go to a support group meeting usually twice a month. This month I haven't managed to get to any because of other commitments. But we often talk about that the cure for cancer or the treatment that we pick up for ourselves to keep our smile on our face is travel. So I'm actually going to try and do some traveling in October. And when I travel, there will be times when I will be off air, offline. There will be no Wi-Fi. But here and there, there will be. And from time to time, I will jump on internet and I will jump on Blog Talk and have a show, hopefully with a really interesting person, small business person. I interviewed a lady just the other day who is in L.A. We're going to have breakfast there in just a couple of days. I guess it's about a week. And who knows, we may do another show. I'm going to be doing some book signings. I'm really hoping to connect with some great authors to talk about their books. It should be a really fun time. So Anna's Journey, while it will be on and off air throughout the month, throughout the next couple of weeks, and who knows what early November will bring, and then certainly the holidays, it's going to be a hit or miss, but if you go to blogtalkradio.com/ Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen Renault, R-E-N-A-U-L-T, you will find the links to all of my shows. Upcoming shows, past shows, all of that information is available online. I will certainly also be posting on Facebook. Hey, everybody, I'm on air. Hey, everybody, I'm online. I'm checking in. I'm doing well. I've seen this. I was here. I was there. I met a childhood friend for lunch. I met a new Facebook friend for breakfast. I did a book signing. All kinds of things that are just hopefully going to be exhilarating as well as exhausting, interesting as well as scary, and it's just going to be an absolutely awesome, unbelievable journey for me, Anna Renault. And hopefully, near the end or shortly after the end of the awesome trip that I'm going to take, I will have a new Anna's Journey book. And I will also be looking at the Anna Journey book that I have. How many lives does one person get? Does it need to be changed? Does it need to be updated? I think that book is good. I also published Anna's Journey and My Accident Prone. I think that one's pretty good. It's my childhood accidents, and there really isn't much I can do about changing what happened. But my newest book, Anna's Journey, My 40-Year Dance with Cancer, I really want to look at it. I've had it out now for a few months. I've sold a few copies. I've had some feedback. And I'm thinking it may need a revision or two or three. So I'll be looking at that while I'm traveling and just sitting, waiting to get from one place to another. And it'll help fill the time as well. But I really want to look at the purpose of the book and the message in the book. And is it clear? Is it helpful? Is it inspirational? Is it motivational? Is it really what I want the book to do? And then, of course, the other part of my trip, I really want to take a little bit of time. Well, I'm just sitting and looking at beautiful America the Beautiful, fall colors, just resting and enjoying. I want to really come up with a good marketing plan for each of the books, because they are really directed at different audiences. The Anna's Journey book, How Many Lives Does One Person Get?, I've been told is inspirational, uplifting, motivational, and is good for anybody, whether you've had cancer or not. The 40-Year Dance with Cancer is really geared more towards the providers, the caregivers, the people who have not had cancer. Things that I want them to think about. This is what a cancer patient goes through. This is how the diagnosis goes. This is how the treatment options go. This is how the after effects go. These are the other side of cancer that we don't talk about and we don't think about. And then I have two other books that I've written, really as fundraisers for the Cancer Support Foundation. And those books are really written from a child's standpoint. They're good for a child to read. but they're also good for the adults to read because, again, these are things that we don't talk about. Suppose you're a 10-year-old child and your parent has some type of serious illness. In the book, it's cancer, but you could substitute heart disease, you could substitute kidney disease or diabetes or any other serious illness that interrupts a person's ability to work and play and have an active life. These books really are bringing up, how does the child deal with this? My daughter was 7 the first time I had cancer. And the first book, Why Did My Dad Get Cancer, was really based on my daughter. Why are you sick? Why are you going to the doctors? Why are you not working? Why? And unfortunately, quite often, the children are told to be quiet, go to their room and play, don't bother anybody, but we never really answer their questions. We really don't explain to them what's going on. And how many children sit back and worry, is this person going to die? Is daddy going to die? Is mommy going to die? Is grandma going to die? Well, technically, yes, we're all going to die sooner or later, hopefully later. What happens? And in book 2, when it's Why Did Cancer Turn My Life Upside Down? The dad loses his job. The bills can't be paid. The electric goes off. They foreclose on the house. They become homeless. They wind up in a shelter. Daddy can't go to the shelter because daddy's sick. Sick people can't go to the shelter. Where does daddy go? What happens to daddy? Or whoever the sick person might be, the mommy, the daddy, the grandma. How do we deal with these things and how do we explain them to the children? So there are all kinds of books that I've written, certainly those about cancer or about my childhood accidents and going to the emergency room a lot. And then there are some other fun books. Certainly my mother's book has some poems about being a mom. And then there are pages where you can write little stories to your mom. The book is a great present for your mom. Christmas is coming. Maybe you have something that you would really like to do for your mother. And the pages are my earliest memory, my funniest memory, my scariest memory. Places where you can really put your personal touch in the book and give it to your mother as a gift. So Anna's journey is a very busy, very different kind of business, and it really needs an extensive marketing plan that I'm really hoping to take some time in between shows, in between other things next month, to come up with a marketing plan of how to reach the appropriate audience for each of these different books. I have one that's My Angel of 7 Sent. Well, there are people out there that believe in angels. There are people out there who are religious and believe in God and guardian angels. And should I be talking to these people? Is that who should be buying my book? Does that book need to be updated? There are so many things that Anna's journey is striving to do while I have metastatic breast cancer, while I'm well enough to get it done, and hopefully to make a difference for anyone who crosses my path, whether it's at a book signing or a cancer conference or some other type of conference. It really is awesome for me to make a difference, to put a smile on somebody's face. I have one friend who admits that he does not complain about every little thing that he used to complain about. His wife has actually thanked me a number of times because he is no longer Mr. Grouch. And he admits that quite often when he gets down, when he runs into minor little problems, he'll say, "What would Anna do?" Or, "I can't complain about this when Anna has all that to deal with." So I know I've made a difference in their lives, and I know that I've made a difference in some other lives, and I hope that I can continue to do that. And as my webmaster very nicely said, hopefully that will also be part of my legacy that I will leave behind when I am gone, when the cancer finally does take me, or when my heart finally gives out, or when something else happens and the Lord says it's time to come home to heaven. I have no control over when that day will be. but I have control over what I'm doing now. My radio shows, my books, writing for the Avenue News, which is a weekly paper here in Baltimore County, Maryland. I write the editorial. People seem to love it. They like what I write. They don't always agree with me, but they certainly like to read my column each week in the paper. And then I also write the On Health column. Very often it's about a specific disease or a nonprofit that's working to help certain diseases. Certainly all kinds of things related to our health and occasionally sometimes our safety. Certainly things as simple as washing our hands. It's still one of the best ways of stopping the spread of germs, diseases that are contagious. Excuse me. So it's really been a fun journey writing the editorials for The Avenue since 2008. They are available online. If you go to avenuenews.com, the editorials are under the opinion tag, and my own health column is under the health column, the tag. So you can read me online. You can certainly email me through my website, annarenault.com. And again, that's A-N-N-A-R-E-N-A-U-L-T. It has been my pleasure to be able to write the editorial since March of 2008. I have actually been filling the position that a friend of mine held for many years before she died from her cancer in 07. It was my pleasure, my honor, to fill her place in writing those editorials. And then with the One Health, certainly with all the Affordable Care Act back in 2010, many different issues since then. And then I was actually just in D.C. this past Monday with the Finance Committee hearing on the replace Graham Chip Cassidy bill that failed. So I have more to write about health issues. And it's been my pleasure to hear from different readers, certainly those that I've made a difference that never thought of this or never thought of that, certainly in terms of the importance of having a primary care physician. Or if you have a certain type of disease, whether it be diabetes, heart disease, cancer, or something else, which specialist do you need? What other diseases or problems does your body have? Just because you have cancer does not mean you don't have heart problems or that you don't have diabetes, because certainly people with diabetes get cancer too. And other problems, arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, certainly allergies, all kinds of things, what we call underlying diseases or secondary problems, or sometimes in some cases they are the primary condition, such as heart failure, and then cancer comes on top of it. So there are lots of things that Anna's journey is doing, and I'm hoping and praying that I am following the path that the Lord set me on, and that he has me here still after all these years and all these medical problems and all these accidents and the whole journey. But I'm still here. So if you're hearing this show, one of the things I wrote on one of my posts recently is to please let me know what you like, what you don't like. Are there things that you want to hear more about? Are there things you want to hear less about? Go to my website, annarenault.com, click on the contact tab, and send me an email. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I hope that you're enjoying all the different types of shows. As I said, there are authors, small business, all kinds of things. Thanks a lot for listening. I will be back on the air tomorrow morning with Laura Johnson from Hummingbird Wealth Management. And take care and have a great day.